being endowed with true perception, they visioned the coming cataclysms of the planet and planned an exodus. When the time of departure arrived, they entered the king's chamber in the pyramid and charged themselves in the superlight force vortex. Then they boarded their ships, hovering for a while over the truncated top of the pyramid in the positive shaft of force which extended beyond the gravity range of the planet. When the ships were properly charged, they were actually repelled from the planet and navigated with superspeed to their destination. Some of the sons of God, the Adamic race, who remained on this planet, knew of and used the stored-up power of the pyramid for several thousand years. For instance, Methuselah and his sons prolonged their lifespan for hundreds of years by charging their bodies in the vortex. Many of the deceased pharaohs, placed in the open tomb of the king's chamber for regeneration, were restored to life. Those who did not revive were left there for a period of 28 days, during which time the mummification took place. However, as the earth moved in the precession of the equinox, the regenerative and rejuvenating powers embodied in the pyramid were lost. Rulers around the earth, knowing of the rejuvenating powers of the pyramid, tried to duplicate the Great Pyramid of Giza by building a pyramid of their own by manual labor in order to live longer themselves. They did not fully know the principles of primary energy, however, so their pyramids became their tombs. Nevertheless, the secrets are not completely lost. Humans, knowing they are alive now, and not knowing what lies beyond the transition called death, attempt by every means possible to keep their physical bodies alive. The inner mind keeps transmitting the faint help to their understanding that they can live forever. Naturally, knowing that they possess a physical vehicle now, they are reluctant to part with the old model to which they have become accustomed. Monkey glands, hormones, operations, injections, etc., have been advanced by the technicians in biological and medical science to try to prolong the life of the physical body. People assume that substance of a physical or chemical nature can support substance of like physical nature. This is based on the theory that if you keep adding dirt to a hill that erosion is constantly dispersing, it will always be a hill. Nature always wins the battle in the long run, because natural forces are eternal. Men's efforts to overcome nature by opposing it will lose every time. The only means by which man can add years to the physical form is by going with the natural, eternal forces. Life is eternally continuous. Humans have placed the limits of was, are, and will be on life. These divisions of time are from the physical brain. The flesh we call the brain only understands now, it only exists in the physical body for now. It cannot understand anything beyond its own limits of birth and death. All physical substance changes in time. It is understandable when one has spent his years in building up associations, friends, and family, why he wishes to remain here longer. His brain concept of the physical body does not want to give up its encasing form. The biggest trouble on this planet is that when you get smart enough to do something with the knowledge you have acquired here, death intervenes. Our lifespan is just too short. In Genesis, chapter 5, it tells of Seth, Enos, Jared, Methuselah, and others living for hundreds of years. They were so close to the knowledge of their ancestors of the Adamic colony on Earth, that they used the fountain of youth principles to add to their lifespan. Rejuvenation is done with the infinite light, or what is called God power. In the application of this power, the one receiving it does not see, feel, taste, smell, or hear anything. I have the information to make rejuvenation possible, adding 50 to 80 year onto the average lifespan plus resumption of youthful vitality. The only difficulty I will have, is that we are on a planet that is revolving. In order to operate this apparatus, I must clock it to the Earth's rotation, quite like a large telescope is clocked to keep it centered on the object being viewed. O mortal beings, though many may express belief in the teachers I have sent, I accept them, providing that the expression of belief is not a living lie. And those who live my laws and say there is no God above, them I accept also. Though words may deny my person, the actions prove me in the heart. belief expressed in words is not verified in fact unless the living brings about the proof. Though multitudes have closed the door that keeps me from being the directing force, I condemn them not. Though laws may make my being infinite and boundless beyond comprehension, I am not there in the individual except as I am expressed in action. O mortals bound in density, look to the examples I have placed round you. Bow not your head to come to me, only prepare that I may be recognized within your being. Stumble not on barriers that mortal eyes fail to see. Build the perception within that may guide your path, that I may light the way so none shall stumble in progress of eternity. Lean not upon the cane of chance, but only cast a glance in my direction, which is within, to find the way by day or night. I make the path, I light the light. I lead you by the hand and yet you trust me not, although you profess my being in words. The cycle has come in the circulation of my doing, and now am I lead my faithful ones to victory over self. For they shall recognize my image is the light of sight, the light of right, instilled within each of my parts. And though I shake the ashes of my universe, the furnaces of my heat shall ever be the love of me expressed in thee. Chapter 9. The Sword of Damocles. I have explained that nearly everyone on this old earth has the more or less dormant potential to communicate by thought. Like learning to play the piano, or learning to become a master of any trade, sport, or other activity, the use of thought communication can only be accomplished by regular, continuous practice. The space people use instrumentation in their thought contacts with people, only to ensure positive reception and to maintain power through conditions that could otherwise interrupt the reception. They think into a device they call an adiphton. This receiver in turn transmits through a projector they call an omnibium. The omnibium can be focused on any individual, or a group of people. This projecting of thoughts is mentioned throughout the Bible. Voices coming from heaven. The Lord speaking unto Moses and many others, including the voice of God coming to Jesus. The space people have explained that they can only focus this beam safely on people who have devoted much time to an awareness of open perception. Otherwise, the beam can be dangerous to the physical health of anyone that cannot stand its powerful vibratory transmission. One person has the power of one and can normally only contact one other individual. Here on the earth, one power of thought is sufficient in the earth's magnetic field to contact any one other individual who is receptive at the time, anywhere on the earth's surface. Thought projection by one person must be done by concentrating upon the individual you wish to receive your thought. Thinking his name, and what he looks like, must be pictured in the projector's mind several times. Then the thought you wish to transmit must be concentrated upon several times. This is for beginners. After one becomes adept at projection, only one thought, person, picture, in the projector's mind will be necessary. The thought will not be projected to the one of whom you are thinking until you release the thought. In other words, after the concentration you must immediately forget what you were projecting and think of anything else. As long as you hold the thought in your mind, it will not reach the one you are projecting to. Unless the person you are projecting to is in a receptive state, he may not receive the thought. To be receptive, you must make your mind a blank. Do not think of anything while trying to receive the thoughts of others. With continuous practice, your projective and receptive ability will become apparent to you. The power of thought can be increased by the increase in the number of people. One person has one power, two people have eight power. Three people have 512 power. This power cubes its resultant to the maximum of 12 people. This is the formula Jesus gave to the people when the creative spirit spoke through him, saying, "When two or more are gathered in my name, there am I also." This is the force that the supreme intelligence used to think the universe into being. Nothing can be manifested without first being thought of by someone. As I have said, three people have the projective force of 512 power. Four people increase it to 134,217,728 power. When 12 people combine their thought force in unity, on any purpose, that purpose would be accomplished. This is the reason Jesus did not select his disciples from among the intellectuals of his day. He would have had too many fixed ideas to undo in their minds. Instead, he picked common people from among the multitudes, only one of which could even write. He knew that it would be easier to use the power of 12 simple-minded people than to undo the dogma, custom, and religious illusions established in the minds of the learned. Most of the acts Jesus performed were done through the concentrated power of his 12 disciples, with Jesus controlling this tremendous power. These acts have been termed miracles by people who didn't understand them. There are no miracles. Everything comes about by the natural laws of cause and effect. Thought is the causal force of all effects. Thought is of positive polarity predominance, as it is a causal, or projective force. In the physical level of negative polarity predominance, thought cannot manifest by itself. Polarity requires that two poles be active to manifest a result. A battery with only a positive pole will not produce current. Duality is required in equal and opposite forces in order to manifest action as the resultant. Motion can only be when unbalance exists. That which is in balance cannot move of itself. Some other force must cause the action. This is why the expression of God helps those that help themselves is a universal law. The Bible tells you that God rested on the seventh day. Nowhere does it tell you that God started creating again. It says that God completed his works. This means that God is still resting, and can only be manifested through man, who was given dominion over all things. This in itself is proof of reincarnation. God made the race of man and then rested. Every one of the race of man was created simultaneously. No one is older, or younger, than another. When God rested, creation was terminated by God. Birth of babies on the earth is only the repetition of their eternal creation here, or somewhere else in the universe, before. Death is only the departure from negative polarity manifestation to positive polarity manifestation. Life is only manifested through the interchange of motion through the unbalanced opposites. God is no thing. If God were a thing, God would have individuality and could not be infinite, for individuality is only a part of everything. God is referred to as He, the Father, etc., by the Church. This nullifies God's infinity and gives male gender to God. This excludes everything feminine and of negative polarity. The Church would have God in the image of man, rather than man in the image of God. To use God power, you must bring it out of stillness and manifest it through expression, or motion, to produce a given result. In giving man dominion over all things except his fellow men, God expected you to use the infinite intelligence of universal being to manifest results. Why did Jesus say he came to bring the word? He could have easily communicated with anyone he wanted to by thought, but he said he came to bring the word. The reason was that he knew the power of God, rest, could only be manifested in a predominantly negative polarity level of life by an equal interchange of thought, positive polarity, and expression, negative polarity. It is not my intention to prove this formula to you, but rather to let your reason and experiences prove it to yourself. Look back through your experiences and recall if the following has happened to you before. Apply it now and make it work now. God's power has no limits except those that man creates. Think regularly every night between 6 p.m. and midnight of something you need. This is projecting positive thought, by concentration, into the negative polarity, receptive, lines of force, which alone are active in this quarter of the 24-hour rotation of the earth. Then during the time from 6 a.m. to noon, which is the positive quarter relative to the projective, positive polarity lines of force, express in words that you do not want the things you thought about during the 6 p.m. to midnight quarter. By attraction, positive thought to negative force and negative expression, the word, to positive force, you can receive that which you have put the forces of the universe in motion for. This should be done regularly, night and morning, for 28 consecutive days, one magnetic month, and then release it by forgetting entirely about it. This can be used for others, especially if you do not tell them what you are doing for them. Telling them will bring their mind action into play and will interfere with the results. Once this formula is applied exactly as given, nothing in the universe can prevent the results from manifesting. You must think what you need, or others need, and use the word or the power of opposite polarity, and patiently wait for the result after forgetting about it or releasing it into God's hands. The Creator caused the universe to be, then all was given on to the dominion of man throughout the universe. Man, using the force of thought, can create new things for progression, or create new things for destruction. Thought is the prime force and is neutral. Words are the effect of thoughts, whether they be good or bad. Words are in the range of our physical hearing. They are the means by which thoughts are conveyed between people with sound. Various languages convey the same meaning by different sounds. There have been many arguments, discussions, and efforts to prove that things, and people, not seen in our life level, can be materialized. The Bible tells many times about angels appearing before people, apparently out of thin air. To believe in the Bible of Christianity, with the concept that angels appeared in olden time, and cannot appear in our time, is certainly bullheaded orthodoxy. This is primarily done by some Christians who do not want angels to interfere with their selfish ways and pleasures. Much has been said about the space people of today materializing and dematerializing on several occasions. I can truthfully say that I have seen and talked with one of them that instantly disappeared to my vision, but I could still feel him when I touched where I had just seen him. Just as orthodoxy places limits on people's thinking, so does your physical sense of sight place limits on your seeing. Your eyes can only see within the range of the visible spectrum, about 4,000 to 7,800 angstroms in wavelength measurement. You cannot see the air, yet you breathe it. You can see water in its fluid density and its vaporous density, but when the steam is absorbed in the air, you cannot see it. Vibrations from about 20 to nearly 20,000 cycles a second can be heard with the ears. Vibrations below our hearing level are called infrasonic and those above it ultrasonic. Because the five lower senses all have limits, people's thinking has become narrowed into a groove that will not allow them to accept anything that is not within their limitations. Many of the space people live in frequencies of life beyond the human limits. By using methods developed by them, they can bring their body vibrations inside our visual limits as easily as we can condense unseen moisture out of the air into water, and then freeze it into ice. Many spiritualist mediums can materialize people from beyond the door of death. Do not let yourself be confused, however, with these ectoplasmic figures, or the words spoken through them. All figures of people generated through the ectoplasm of another person are from the transition or earthbound level, or are created from the mind of the medium. This is not to be scoffed at, as the power to create from the mind is a great one indeed. None of the space people from other levels of life are ever materialized through a medium. It is not possible to bring through ectoplasmic means anyone from beyond the Earth's force field. In order to progress to the finer frequencies of life in other levels, you must first know where you stand in this level. The creative spirit so designed his light universe that nothing can exceed its individual vibratory qualifications. Your individual record is being made daily by the way you live. Everything you think, say, or do is recorded in your aura. In the life following this one, you will only be able to progress to the highest level in which your light record will vibrate. No one is going to judge you but yourself, and you will be faced with the results of the record you established here. You must conform in the way you live to the laws of the universe. The densities are established by different vibratory frequencies of light. You can qualify to jump grades by the way you live here now. I am the voice, O man, speaking in the stillness of your being. The righteous recognize my voice. My call is to those whose ears are deaf to my withinness. I plead eternally, that all may hear the me in you eventually. In the pattern of my doings I bring you pain and joy, that you may feel me in the contrast of your senses. Never shall I cease to call to those who live in darkness. Though my patience is infinite, I suffer because of your sins. When you hear me in another listen, do not shy from me in the disguise of raucous laughter. The ones who live in the clamor of confusion, to hide from me, are only adding sorrow to tomorrow. So I make each tomorrow a today, that your memory of yesterday shall make my voice the louder from out of the silence of an added day you spent alone. I have extended the light to manifest my creations from thought of me, and perpetuated motion throughout eternity. Each motion to bring an effect, and every effect a cause by repetition in an endless pattern of my doings. I ended my work of bringing about, and made thee, O man, to carry continuity. My infinite watching is directed to see my image of instrumentality, which is thee, O man. Whenever you sing my heart sings too, through joy of your emotion. And when you assist another the act of thee is devotion to me, and from me through thee. Whenever you sorrow, I am sad too, each thrill you feel is transmitted to me. I too am ignored when you fail to see the me in others around you. Though you are effect of my cause, O man intelligent image of me I only exist as effect of you whenever you cause me to be an extension through thee. Then am I active, then do I live, when you give effect to my cause in the love of me through each day of my days, eternally. Chapter 10. The False Chariot. You must understand that the substance you call your body is very much like the body of an automobile. The chassis on which the substance forms is the eternal part of you. You can lose a limb or smash the body and the chassis of your reality continues on. In physical level requirements, your material body is of an animal structure following the form of eternal man in the essence of your real self. This material structure is given life by the fact that the forms of crystals within the bloodstream are the powerhouse of your every motion. These microscopic crystals in the blood diffuse, refract, and reflect the positive-negative light passing through you continuously. These crystals often become neutral. They lose their power, like a magnet. Each of these crystals is polarized and carries polarity in opposition. This brings about the flow of your blood through light energy. Many times as these crystals neutralize, they will settle in the feet. This is the reason for the ancient teachings concerning the position of standing on the head to circulate these crystals that have become neutral. The heart is caused to function by the circulation of the blood, instead of vice versa. The heart serves only as a valve to keep the circulation going in one direction. The structure of arteries is such that the cellular and atomic composition brings about a positive force upon the crystals in the bloodstream. The veins are such that negative force of light energy functions through them. Being of animal structure, man in the physical body requires crystals of an animal nature. Various refractory crystals found in animal foods are not reproduced by vegetation. The history of the mechanics of motion throughout the universe is locked in crystals. The records of all that is, all that was, and ever shall be are concealed in the frequencies of various elements known and unknown in their crystal perfection. Life is only given motion through various particles of matter in many forms. As the Bible tells you, the blood is the life. It transmits and circulates light energy into substance form of animal nature, which conforms to the pattern of man's real form. The flesh fills the real body, although the real body extends beyond the skin boundaries of the physical. As you are born in this form, called the physical body, your instant beginning in this level was brought here in the seed, or the control master cell, through the infinite G line of light force. This control master cell was the beginning of your physical body. Under the functions of the control master cell, there are many other master cells. These master cells compose each one a center, the beginning of your vital organs and glands. The brain is a gland. The control master cell is the essence of form. It is subject to absorption of characteristics from both the male and female parents. The consciousness of being is the center of the control master cell, maintaining the records of all previous lives and experiences in other levels, as these cells grow, bringing from a seed the form, controlled by the absorption of the control master cell. Each child is endowed with good and bad traits of both parents. The seed which came over the infinite line of force contained none of the parents' characteristics. As this control master cell gives instructions, each master cell comes to attention in the proper position in the body, like a well-regimented army, all officers. Each of these officer master cells gathers recruits from the atomic substances in the UNB lines of force and develops each their own individual portion of the physical body. This continues until so-called death on this level. Roughly every 7 years these master cell intelligences, centering the organs and glands, are relieved by other officers. Roughly every 28 years, the control master cell is relieved by another, better qualified in more mature lines. The secret of long life is in the ability, through consciousness, to control the change of these control master cells. Some people have assumed that the mind of individuals is in the head, because through progressive conditioning they have been led to believe that the brain is the control of the mind. The mind is infinite and universal. The mind is not confined within the body. In observing with the third eye, or the consciousness of your positive polarity vision, do not assume that the ability of this particular awareness is located anywhere within the physical body. Those whose concept of this vision is from the pineal gland area, will naturally seem to focus in that area. Actually, your consciousness of individual being is all over your body, and in any particular experience is concentrated at the point of greatest sensation. If you smash a toe and the toe hurts, that is the point at which your greatest concentration of consciousness is recorded. The consciousness of your individual being moves with your emotions. It flares with various ones of these emotions, and recedes with others. Mind, being universal, is all through you and you are in it. Your consciousness is the doorway to universal mind. The scope of your consciousness can be increased with practice. Because you observe ahead of you with your negative polarity, physical vision, you assume to look ahead of you with your inner vision. This is limiting your scope. A particular time to practice the expansion of your consciousness awareness is when you retire at night. When you close your eyes, do not attempt to concentrate a light, or your positive vision, at the center of the forehead. Attempt to penetrate into the blackness, into the depths, with your projective inner vision. Look into the darkness. Focus deeply and further away. It is possible with practice to focus your inner vision as you do your physical vision. Attempt to extend your inner vision. Penetrate further and further each night into the darkness. If you are outside observing the stars, try to look beyond the stars. In the spaces between them, attempt to see another star where none can be seen with your limited physical vision. This practice with the physical vision will also expand the inner vision. With constant and regular practice, you should be able, within the 6 months period, to throw the limits of your forward vision out. You should expand your inner vision to cover 360 degrees and see as well behind as ahead, or to either side. The limits of your forward physical vision are not applicable to the inner vision. The nightly practice will reveal to you that many things are within the scope of your inner vision, and your mind concept enlarges. Your consciousness penetrates with your attempt to extend your inner vision, and you grasp more of what mind is. What is life? What is light? Who is God? Where is heaven? These and many other questions are asked by numerous people daily. Wherever there is life, there is light, and wherever there is light, there is God. Orthodoxy preaches that God is of male gender, saying he or him. This implication gives to the creator sex. The single one is a nitty, composed of uncountable entities. The creator is a power of infinite, boundless, eternity. Wherever life manifests motion, there is soul in polarity opposition. Wherever life manifests motion and consciousness, there is spiritual intelligence present as a part of the creative mind. dimensional aspects of individuals in densities, leads to spiral inclinations of finer levels of life.